AP correspondent Alan Ken reports Israel has expanded its evacuation orders after a deadly strike in northern Gaza.
The Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. It comes as an Israeli airstrike killed at least 90 Palestinians sheltering in a school in the north. I'm Nayan Kim.
In a sharp contrast with last weekend, when all anti-immigration protests turned into riots in many cities across the United Kingdom, the counter-protesters took stage over the weekend. Jay Williams is a volunteer for Stand Up.
Given that people witnessed in the city centre from their side last week, for people to have the bravery and come out and go, OK, here we are, we will stand against you, I think is extraordinary.
In Uganda, at least 18 people were killed after a landfill collapsed in the capital, according to the Red Cross. 14 others were injured when a landfill, which serves as a waste disposal site for much of Kampala, collapsed late Friday. At least two of the dead were children, according to the Kampala Capital City Authority. In a statement, the landfill's collapse is believed to have been triggered by heavy rainfall. A spokeswoman for the Uganda Red Cross said that the toll reached 18 after more bodies were retrieved from the scene on Sunday. The assessment is not yet completed, she said. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The plane's so-called black box containing voice recording.